The clock is ticking, and Detroit's public schools are getting closer and closer to the brink of bankruptcy, which we're told could come as soon as April due to $515 million in crushing debt. Governor Snyder made the Detroit Public Schools a key part of his proposed budget for the new fiscal year. State lawmakers have begun work on measures to help put some kind of rescue plan in motion, but nothing has cleared, and certainly nothing is headed for the governor's desk. Let's get a status report now as we welcome back Bridge Magazine education reporter Chastity Pratt-Dossie. Always good to see you, Chastity.
Thanks for having me.
Let's start with a refresher because there's been so much flying around. We know that two bills have been introduced to date toward overhauling the DPS, Detroit Public Schools. Remind us again, what would they do and how much money are we talking about?
We're talking about hundreds and hundreds of millions of dollars. And then we have those bills, but we also have the governor's budget message from last week, which would kind of change things a little bit. So essentially, we're still talking about what he introduced last year, which is breaking Detroit public schools into two entities. Uh-huh. One entity would be like the old GM bankruptcy. It's going to hold the debt and pay the debt. And the new entity would become the Detroit Community School District, and it would educate students. So they're still talking about doing that. And there's some back and forth over whether or not we can have this Detroit Education Commission, which would, again, almost re-centralize Detroit schools, its charter schools, its public school district, and the reform schools would all be under the auspices of a Detroit Education Commission. But there's not very much support for that amongst the folks in Lansing because the charter schools don't like it.
So all of these movable parts, it's fairly mind-blowing. And then you talk about what something in the range of $715, $720 million over the next 8 to 12 years. So a lot of money, a lot of politics. All these movable parts, if you were to create a Venn diagram with all of that, is there any place in this Venn diagram where everybody's interest and concerns might overlap and put the kids first?
Well, I think, again, more than a year later, we have the state and the governor, even the legislature finally saying, you know what, the state does have to do something about this. They are going to run out of money in April. You cannot get away from that fact. And so now the teachers and the parents who are sicking out and walking in and getting angry and frustrated and calling Ellen, you know, now people in Lansing are starting to say, you know what, the state does have to do something. So there is the common ground finally, years down the road. Here we are. State has to do something about this debt.
Now, what can you tell us about the report we've heard about Taylor's senator, Democratic Senator Hunyoung Hopgood, and supposedly crafting legislation that kind of echoes something Governor Snyder wanted?
Well, he's apparently saying that, you know what, maybe we should use the tobacco settlement money to get the Detroit schools out of this mess. And that is, again, something that the governor talked about last week in his budget message. Essentially, $720 million over the next 10 years would come out of the tobacco settlement money and go to pay Detroit public schools year-to-year payments on their debt.
Okay, so that is not a bill yet. He says he's working on that.
He says he's working on it, and the governor has proposed something like that in his budget message, so we'll see.
We're getting an update on the latest in Detroit public schools as we talk to Chastity Pratt-Dossie of Bridge Magazine. Let's get your thoughts on some of the latest developments, because it's been a busy couple of weeks. We heard GOP state lawmakers announce, yes, we are ready to pull the plug on the Education Achievement Authority, the EAA. And it doesn't seem anyone is too sorry to see this thing put out of its misery, to quote State Board of Education President John Austin. What could this mean for the Detroit Public Schools?
Well, I mean, there's a lot of ways this can go. Right now, of course, just to recap, Eastern Michigan University and Detroit Public Schools kind of got together and created this interlocal agreement with support of the governor's office because their board and the emergency manager, all appointed by the governor. So EMU, DPS get together in 2011 and create the Education Achievement Authority. It's supposed to be the state school reform district. Of course, it only ends up running 15 schools in Detroit.
Nowhere else.
Nowhere else.
Yeah.
So now.
And not well.
And not well. Now, they started with 10,000 students, and they're down to 6,000 now, just 3 years into this. And, you know, Eastern Michigan University got a lot of flack for participating in this exercise and from the very beginning had financial and academic problems. So now here we are. EMU pulls back and the consensus is, OK, the EAA hasn't worked. It's going to go away. Well, it could still exist in some form or fashion. Yes, yes, yes. You could have the state reform office, which the governor moved to the Office of Management and Budget. Remember that? Mm. The state reform office is in charge of improving the lowest performing schools in the state. And last year, that office was part of the Michigan Department of Ed, but the governor moved it so that he could have direct oversight over them. So you could see the EIA become part of the state reform office. You could see the EIA under a new state reform model be part of the Detroit Public Schools. You could see the EIA chartered. Just because this interlocal agreement goes away does not necessarily mean that the EIA is going to be gone for good.
All right. So we keep our eye on that. Emergency Manager Darnell Early packing his bags, cleaning out his desk, and leaving at month's end. What do you think that helps to settle, and what does it not settle?
Well, it settles people's angst about having an emergency manager who was involved in the Flint crisis here now in Detroit, and there's a big crisis going on.
Yeah.
So the teachers, they really adamantly opposed him being here when this Flint crisis, water crisis, got to be big because, you know, as you know, Bridge broke the story last year. Mm-hmm. He went from Flint to DPS, mm-hmm. and teachers are none too pleased about that. So that's settled. He's going to be gone. What does it not settle? Who's going to be in charge?
Yes.
Who's going to run this place? And will it be an emergency manager? And will it be what is a transition leader
yes.
at this point when everything is up in the air?
And you did a piece for Bridge earlier this month looking at a couple potential candidates to run the system after Early cleans his desk out. Can you give us quick pros and cons of, first, Charlie Beckham, the manager of the city's Department of Neighborhoods, and Detroiters, longtime Detroiters, will remember him doing prison time in connection with that famous sludge hauling kickback during the Coleman Young years.
Absolutely. I mean, you know, the thing is, Charlie Beckham has been part of just about every mayoral administration since Coleman A. Young. Mm-hmm. He knows the city in and out. Everyone knows him. He, you know, even, yes, he did prison time, but that didn't stop him from becoming an integral part of government ever since,
yes.
you know, 30, 40 years.
Yeah.
So he knows where the bodies are buried or where to bury them. He knows how this place works and who to make it work. He knows everything about the city. So, you know, politically speaking, some people would say that that sort of institutional knowledge could be useful. However, he's never been an educator.
All right. And Tanya Allen, president and CEO of the Skillman Foundation.
She has a lot of political and community clout. She's well known, you know, native Detroiter as well. And at the same time, people say, you know, you're in charge of the Skillman Foundation. Skillman has plunked down millions and millions and millions over the years to support Detroit schools. However, again, Tanya's not an educator. In both instances, Charlie Beckham, Tanya Allen, they have clout around town. They know people. People know them. But people, being parents and educators, want to see someone with an educational background come in and run this district after having seen it run for how many years without an educator up top? With, you know, at least the past 8 years with emergency managers. People want to see an educator in that spot.
And speaking of that, late last week we got word that retired federal bankruptcy judge Stephen Rhodes, he of Detroit bankruptcy fame, might play a key role in ushering DPS reform bills through the legislature and then helping make them happen. Your thoughts on him as a choice of someone to guide the reforms through?
You know what, Cynthia? There is so much up in the air. Every single thing regarding education in Detroit is up in the air. I have more questions about that than anything. What's his role really going to be? You write that into legislation? You help? Is he a volunteer? Is he going to do the job that Charlie and Tanya are being, you know, candidates for? I don't get it. What is it that he's really supposed to do? Again, that you're right. That was news last week that he's going to play a role. Does he just get to tell people how to sign the checks and when to send the checks? I don't know. There's a lot of confusion there. And I thought it was interesting that that came out Friday. And just the day before, Tanya Allen was meeting with principals, talking to them. Yeah, so I'm not sure where any of this is going. I have more questions than insight about that, honestly.
And we know you're going to look to get those questions answered, and we'll be back talking about it again. Chastity Pratt-Dawsey, Bridge Magazine writer, thank you so much.
Anytime.